Cole Marton, play-by-play broadcaster for the Surrey Eagles, here with new University of Connecticut commit and Eagles captain, Hudson Shandor. Hudson, thank you so much for doing this, and how are you doing today?
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Cole. I'm so happy and excited to be a part of such a prestigious program, and can't wait to carry this momentum into our next game and really keep it going, stay hot with the Eagles here.
So we're going to focus a lot on you this time, not just the team here. And how, we'll just start right with it. When did this start to really materialize for you and you've started to realize that you were going to try and get this done?
Yeah, I was getting quite a few hits kind of heading into the season from a couple different schools, but it was clear right from the start of the year in preseason, UConn had kind of stepped forward and reached out to me, and we had a really good conversation here with one of the assistant coaches, and they kind of kept coming back and watching a few times, and I got the really good opportunity to go down to the campus, check out the campus, meet the guys, the head coach, and all that. And you know, everyone I've talked to say as soon as you get on the campus, you kind of get a feel right away. So I was lucky enough to get that feel almost as soon as I stepped on campus. So it's really good, super honored and proud, and couldn't be more thankful of my teammates, coaches, and all that they've done for me, for sure.
Is there any coincidence, maybe, the fact that about a month after Brandon Santawana, one of your teammates, commits there for a few years, that you end up going there yourself?
I don't know about coincidence, but I'm so happy, man, that I get to go there with San, and I'll get a year under my belt before he gets to come in, and so that should be good for the both of us. But man, he's such an unbelievable kid and works his ass off every day, so I'm super excited to be able to go with him for sure.
So with that being said, this will be your last season here in the BCHL with the Surrey Eagles, and you've already tied a career high for points in 7 fewer games. I want to talk about your overall season and what you're looking to accomplish as the year comes to a close.
Yeah, well, from the start of the year, it looked like maybe our team wasn't going to be able to accomplish a whole lot. But things have changed here really quickly, which is good to see. So we've really been taking a step forward lately about trying to really buckle down and win games and getting all our younger guys to buy into our system. So it's been really good the last couple of weeks, and we're definitely looking to do some damage coming in the playoffs for sure.
Big 4 wins out of 5 games. You guys have really turned it on. Just like you said, all of those have been on the road this season. Does it, you know, give a little bit of confidence knowing that, hey, even with you guys losing pieces that outside of the organization, some fans might be like, oh, wow, how are they going to cope with it? You guys have. You guys have answered every call, and you as the captain have probably been head and center and trying to make sure that that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. We 1-4, pretty tough buildings, too, Cole. Those aren't easy to get points and on the road, especially when you head over to the island for 3-3 and head up north and to the east side of BC and head over to Trail. It's a really hard building to win there. So to see that we had the character to win 4 out of those 5 games has really been awesome to see, and we're going to be looking to carry that momentum into a huge game this Saturday for us.
A North Vancouver native, you are going to play your final season in the BCHL at home, and now you get your commitment here with the Surrey Eagles organization. What has it meant to you to be able to play in front of friends and family almost day in, day out, as you try and now have successfully gotten somewhere where you'll be moving on to the next level?
It's meant everything, man, to be honest, man. My family, friends, they've been by my side since as long as I can remember. So to be able to kind of accomplish this, it brings a little satisfaction to their faces and brings them a smile. It's unbelievable to see on my end. So couldn't be more proud and thankful for them for sure.
When you posted the news on Twitter, when you did, how many of the players on this team immediately went down and congratulated? And do you think you're going to have to do anything special with the boys now to celebrate the fact you're moving to the NCAA?
I don't know about anything special. We'll see. Maybe we'll. I'm sure we'll have some fun coming in, heading into Christmas over here. But we got an unbelievable group of guys here, so I'm sure we'll be having some fun over the next couple weeks for sure.
All right, Shandor, thank you so much for doing this, and congratulations on your commitment to the University of Connecticut for next season.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Cole. I appreciate it.